and make a blanket on it, because people couldn't afford bedding. Mm. And she sell it to a neighbour then. But she also had, inside in the house, and she'd have a barrel here inside the doorway, and there was a small little window out onto the street, and looking out, and on top of the barrel, she had a flat board, and leaned it down over to the front of the window, and she filled it with apples, because there was a children's school down the street, and it was a stoppage, going to school in the mornings, and come home and eat them for the children for a penny apple, mm-hmm. and then to my grandma's. And she'd be just sitting on, and they'd be looking in the window, they'd be pointing this apple. And but where the apples came from was in the Friars Walk there, where the church is.
Wow.
And I had to go and collect at the weekend, and I can tell you it was a nightmare. Like, I often cried. A boxcar, if you had a boxcar, yeah, yeah. I had my own little boxcar and two little pram wheels in it. And I would go all the way to Friars Walk. And halfway down Friars Walk now, there's the Marion Pharmacy. Yeah. But before you come to that, there's four cottages in there on the right. Well, there was a pump on the road, like what kind of a lion said, and there was an iron cup. And I'd be gasping like a day later there to get that far, and the cup on my neck and the water, and walk the rest of it with the basket to the end of where the church is. Well, that was in another old farmhouse belonged to Paddy Halloran. And he had a massive orchard, and the orchard was going up onto the field over here, and the school road, the school should be lying at the corner. And he had a lot of fowl in his big country yard, like in a farmyard. And he was a nice man. And I used to have to go to him then, and I'd get a bag of apples, and he'd put them into the box car for me. And then I wouldn't get home till about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. But the walk in all for us off for a young fellow. And I get to my grandmother then, and he started to give me one for myself. And he said, don't you, he tried with a bed with a rope, and he said, don't you dare open that to the grandmother. He thought it was an at me, but he gave me an apple.